Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
This is our Q&A episode. So we're going to take three questions from the audience today. You can leave us a voicemail question and we'll answer it here on the show. Just go to our website, morrisinvest.com, and right on the right side of your screen, you'll see a microphone icon. Just click on that and leave us like a 30-second voicemail question, and we will attempt to answer it here on the show. Okay, our first question comes to us from Juan.
Hi, Clayton. How are you? This is Juan from Florida. I'm in my early 30s. I'm a small business owner. I'm currently investing in growing my business, and I've always wanted to invest in real estate. I've decided I'm going to do it. I was able to put aside $100,000 in savings to invest in real estate, but I need some guidance on which way to go, where to invest, which state. Also, I bought a house 3 years ago here in Florida for $100,000. Now it's $550,000. I don't know if I should use that equity to invest in real estate now. Any guidance, any advice will be greatly appreciated, Clayton. Thank you.
All right. Well, Juan, you fit the example I just said a second ago about if you're sitting on $50,000 or $100,000 and you're thinking about investing right now, is like, now is the time before these prices start going up. And even if prices start going up, you know, as long as the numbers make sense from an ROI perspective, you know, jump in. So, I'm biased in this, Juan, because what our company does at Morris Invest, we specifically seek out the best real estate markets in the country. We spend years researching those markets before we ever start building new construction properties. So where we are building properties for our clients right now, we've actually just released a batch of lower cost properties around the 200,000 mark. I would reach out to our team, just book a call with our team at Morris Invest, go to the website, click on the book a call button and talk with our team and see if it's a fit for you. It's full service, so you don't have to do anything. Brand new construction properties. We recommend property management teams that we've vetted. So it'd be fully managed, cash flowing in the best school districts in West Texas where we build and in Missouri. So again, I'm biased because we pass over a lot of markets. Where we build specifically is because we've done the research to build there. So I can't recommend to you other spots. I mean, where we are building in West Texas and Odessa and Midland and Lubbock and so forth, we vetted those areas specifically where we've been able to buy land in the best school districts on purpose. So again, book a call with our team and maybe we can point you in the right direction. And if you don't end up working with us, we can still, you know, help you at least guide you in the right direction in that regard. But I would also say, Juan, if you don't work with us, there's plenty of videos here on my channel where we talk about what to look for in a rental market. So again, I'm just saying, if you don't work with our team, here's what you want to look for. You want to make sure that you're in an area that has low crime, has high job growth, like where we build our properties, best school districts, low vacancy rates, multiple job sources, you know, not just one oil refinery town, but multiple, like where we build, we have healthcare systems, the auto industry, the oil industry, multiple industries that are not affecting each other, right? They're totally insulated and separate. But again, we have full videos here on the channel that can help you map that out. Your other question though was about equity. You, first of all, great job. You got a $100,000 home. It's ballooned to $500,000. Well, you can't eat that equity. So what are you doing with that equity? I mean, you could I would absolutely consider getting a home equity line of credit and taking some of that equity out of the property and investing in other properties. That's exactly what I would do. That's what I've done. You know, if I'm sitting on equity like that, the reason I say that is because your rent is not going to keep up with that cost. Like, you've got a rental property that's now $500,000 in value, but you can't increase the rent that high, right? The rent might have gone up a little bit, but well, how are you going to then pull the ROI out of that property now that it's gotten so costly and so valuable? Well, you pull out the equity and you use it to buy other rental properties, right? Or you consider rolling it into a 1031 exchange, because now you have the opportunity. You could buy 6 or 7 rental properties with that equity right now. Think about that, right? I mean, like, our properties, minimum down payment is like $40,000 to $50,000. So you could then have financing built in for the rest of them. You could pull that equity out and line up 5 or 6 properties right now, or do a 1031 exchange and sell that house if the ROI is not making sense, and roll that into 5 or 6 other properties. So there's a number of different ways to slice that open. I would just talk with our team and we can point you in the right direction, Juan. But congrats, man. Sounds like you're on the right path. All right, our next question.
Hey, Clayton, Maxine here. Can you tell me more about the free refinancing you're offering on properties we purchase through you right now? Thank you.
Okay, free refinancing. So because we're offering buy-down credits on some of the properties with interest rates, because interest rates have been higher, so we are offering buy-down credits on our properties at Morris Invest, you could get access to these record low rates as a result of that. Unless the rates fall far below that in the next 2 years, they may want to keep the lower ratings, the ratings that we already granted at sale. So you might, you know, even if they do fall, you could keep them because you've already locked in these rates. It's a case by case basis for sure. And in large part, it's up to whether the client thinks that this is, you know, going to occur in the market sooner or later. Like, do you think interest rates are going to drop precipitously? I don't. I don't think we're ever going to go back to a time when we saw like 3 or 4% interest rates. I mean, maybe, but I would be shocked about that. The drawbacks of a refi, of course, is that you have to pay the closing costs. So if you refinance, you have to remember that it's a new mortgage, right? So you have to then pay the closing costs to refinance again. And it's a totally new mortgage. That's totally up to you. So that may deter some investors from doing that. It's up to you. But the drawback of buying points or buy downs, it's at a cost of additional capital, which is paid to receive the lower rate. So we're taking that away. We're taking that away, right? And the important thing is, it's simply with both offers, they have security, like with our team at Morris Invest. It's in their corner. So we're basically there to create the best outcome regardless of the market. I mean, you're getting a huge benefit either way you slice it. So again, because we have these buy down credits right now. So it's kind of someone the other day on one of our live streams asked me, do we offer any discounts? And I said, no. And then one of our team members was like, yeah, Clayton, we do, because we're doing buy down, we're doing buy down credits. And so we're actually buying down the interest rate. So they're able to lock in a lower interest rate than what they would normally get. So in that way, it is a bit of a discount. I guess I just didn't see it that way at the time. It's not really the way I picture a discount, So, but yeah, it's absolutely the case. So great question. Thank you for that. Here's our next one from Mitch.
Hi, Clayton. This is Mitch in Kansas. I love your channel. I had a question, though. I'm looking into getting some real estate, and I'm concerned that there's going to be government upheaval and maybe a banking crisis. And my question is, does it make sense to buy real estate, or should I invest in gold and other precious metals just in case I need to barter? Anyway, thank you very much.
Well, of course, the answer is always yes. I mean, I'm a huge fan of gold and silver, but also real estate, tangible assets, right? The thing with gold and silver is it's a little bit more liquid, in that if you have it held at a storage facility, then of course you can, like where I have my gold and silver, it's held at a facility. It's under 24-hour lock and key and guarded, right? And if I need to sell it for cash, usually takes about 3 days. I could say, hey, I need, you know, $100,000. Actually, we just did that recently. I just cashed out like $100,000 and I bought real estate with it. So, you know, but I try to keep it in that family of real estate, gold and silver, precious metals, gold and silver. But again, real estate has so many more advantages over precious metals. For me, a portion of my savings, I want out of US dollars and I want in precious metals just for volatility purposes. I want to make sure that my family is safe and protected. So I'd rather not have $100,000 just sitting in my local bank, you know, and small local bank gets gobbled up by Chase Bank or something like that. Who knows, right? I'd rather have that money in precious metals. And at least it's sitting there and it's protected. Or having it in some real estate short notes or something like that, but, you know, separate from the volatility of these small local banks. But, you know, I mean, look, a lot of these small banks are going to be gobbled up by the big ones. And what kind of a banking crisis could we see? Could we see a lot of people running to try to get their money out of these banks? I mean, the real story, of course, is that cash, we don't have the money to back up the amount of money, the debt in our economy anyway. If you think about the trillions of dollars that is circulating in the United States government, there's no cash equivalency, right? What I mean by it is if Chairman Powell or President Biden said, hey, can you come to Washington and bring all of the cash that exists? You would think, oh, it's going to be a one for one, right? There's $7 trillion in the U.S. economy. Then there should be $7 trillion in paper and coins and nickels and dimes and all of that, right? There should be an equivalency. There's not. Not at all. Not even close. Not even like a 20th is represented in cash. So the idea that all these people are going to run to the bank and try to get their cash out, it doesn't exist in the first place. You're going to have all these runs on the bank and people are going to run to the bank to get their money out. They're going to find that their money's not there to begin with. And then what are they going to do? And so this is that question about the banking collapse. And, you know, are people going to freak out about that? And then what does the FDIC do to try to protect all of us and all of that? So I don't want to play that game. I don't want to have my family's future sitting in a bank somewhere. You know, God knows what happens. You know, these banks collapse and all of that. I'd rather have my money in gold and silver and real estate. That's what's worked for 5,000 years. And I'm going to continue. The thing with real estate is that it works even when you have governments collapsing. That you see this with Cuba and other countries that have collapsed, like titles to land actually hold up despite governments collapsing. It doesn't even matter. Anyway, so that's how I feel about that. You know, we could live in panic about it or just have a portion of your savings in precious metals and real estate. That's my personal advice because that's what I do. So thank you guys for the great questions. If you guys have any questions, come on over to our website. Go to morrisinvest.com and click on the microphone icon. Leave us a voicemail question. Also, if you'd like to book a call with our team and you'd like to take the plunge into full service real estate investing, we're happy to help you. Just go to our website and click on the big book a call button. That's right there. And we'll jump on the phone with you. Until next time, everyone, go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to protect your family and grow your wealth. We'll see you next time.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.